Toronto mass shooting.
I heard at least 20 shots. Clipping spent, reloading, clipping spent, reloading.
Mourning Missouri boat victims.
You will always be a part of our family.
President's war of words.
Escalating rhetoric with Iran.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Terrorism has not been ruled out in a mass shooting last night in Toronto's Greektown neighborhood. A second person has died this morning. A dozen others were hurt. CBS's Tony DeCoppola.
Witnesses say they heard 20 to 30 gunshots.
I thought it was fireworks at first because it was a rapid fire.
First responders quickly swarmed the area and engaged the suspect.
There was an exchange of gunfire.
Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders says the suspect died from gunshot wounds. He says it's too soon to know the shooter's motives, but that the attack was not random.
We've got numerous witnesses that are here, any types of cameras that are going to be available, dash cams that may be in the neighborhood. So I'm hoping that there are more avenues and more opportunities for us to get those small pieces of the puzzle.
Local lawmakers say the attack on such a family-friendly area is absolutely particularly shocking. Disturbing.
It's absolutely devastating.
Well, CBS's Omar Villafranca has the latest on the investigation and the anguish after last week's deadly boat disaster in Missouri.
A church bell rang 17 times at a memorial service Sunday afternoon, each chime remembering the 17 people who died after the tour boat they were on sank near Branson, Missouri on Thursday.
And you will always remain in our hearts.
The NTSB is now looking into what the captain knew about the weather before he and 30 passengers faced 73-mile-per-hour wind gusts and 4 to 6-foot waves. Survivor Tia Coleman lost 9 of her family members. She's stunned by what she claims the captain said about the life jackets on board.
He said, I'm going to show you where they are, but you won't need them, so no need to worry. So we didn't grab them.
Well, President Trump has used Twitter to fire off a warning to Iran. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
It's an all-caps warning and a response to these remarks from Iran's President Hassan Rouhani, who said yesterday that Mr. Trump ought not play with the lion's tail, that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace, and war with his country would be the mother of all wars. The president responded overnight, never, ever threaten the United States again or you will suffer the consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered. In a couple of weeks, the administration will ramp up sanctions on Iran and its business partners as America's withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal takes hold. In a speech at the Reagan Library in California last night, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blasted the Iranian regime.
The level of corruption and wealth among Iranian leaders shows that Iran is run by something that resembles the mafia more than a government.
The U.S. government will soon start programming new anti-regime messages in Farsi, hoping to turn more Iranians against the Islamic Revolution. Steve?
And there was a 4-tweet rant this morning from Mr. Trump attacking the Mueller investigation, the Justice Department, and FBI. It follows what a guest had to say this morning about his former aide Carter Page in a Fox News segment. Hundreds of civil defense volunteers in Syria have been brought out of that country. Syrian troops were closing in on their location. ISIS militants, too. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
The Israeli military said the operation was an exceptional humanitarian gesture done at the request of the United States and its European allies. The military evacuated hundreds of white helmets and their families from southwest Syria through the volatile frontier area of Golan Heights. They were then transported to Jordan in a convoy of buses.
Triple-digit heat will make life uncomfortable again today from Southern California to South Texas. This man's in Houston.
The sun, it's like it's directly hitting you. If you just walk to the convenience store right here and come back, like, it's already like, man.
There have been power outages that have cut the AC in parts of Texas. Record temperatures could hit Arizona this week. Japan is sweltering in a record heat wave. 40 deaths there blamed on the conditions. Protests in Nicaragua have left 350 people dead since April. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is there to check on government opponents.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
We found several young men, masked and holding homemade mortar launchers. They told us they fire them to warn fellow demonstrators when pro-government forces are near.
You know you're risking your lives here.
Esta es una lucha.
But this is the struggle. The fear is gone.
Yes, he says, the fear was gone on April 19th. That's the day protests started over proposed cuts to Social Security benefits. Government forces are accused of killing more than 40 people that week. Hundreds have been killed since. Some even attacked while hiding in a church.
In Florida, a deadly dispute over a parking space at a convenience store is the latest test of the state's Stand Your Ground law. A man with a concealed carry permit shot and killed Brittany Jacobs' boyfriend.
This is wrong because all my man was trying to do is protect his girl like anybody else would.
The surveillance video shows Michael Drejka was shoved to the ground by the man he would shoot seconds later, Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri.
He had to shoot to defend himself. You know, and those are the facts, and that's the law.
State prosecutors will make the final call on that. Police in Fallon, Nevada say a 48-year-old man walked into a Mormon church yesterday and opened fire, then walked home. One person killed, another injured. The suspect's under arrest. Italian Francesco Molinari won golf's British Open on NBC.
It's unthinkable, to be honest. Very proud of today.
But much of the morning after talk is about Tiger Woods. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
For a few moments yesterday, it was the Tiger Woods of old.
Go, Harp, go!
10 years after winning his last major championship and after dealing with numerous injuries, Woods found himself with a chance to win. And when he made a par on the ninth hole, he moved in front. On the back nine, however, Woods ran into trouble. He lost the lead. He ended up 3 strokes behind. Afterwards, though, the 42-year-old Woods tried to put things in perspective.
It felt great to be a part of the mix.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the British Open in Carnoustie, Scotland.
An Uber and Lyft driver who made a money-making show of his passengers has been sidelined.
For the sake of privacy and not showing you guys exactly to people's houses anymore.
That's from one of Jason Gargak's live streams on the site Twitch, where he says he'll try to stop showing the homes of his passengers if he remembers. Some of Gargak's previous passengers told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch they're disgusted and embarrassed that their private conversations, even moments like making out and throwing up, were broadcast live and they didn't know. Viewers of the streams left ugly comments, especially about women. Gargak told the paper he didn't tell passengers they were live because it made for better content. He's now been suspended by Uber, Lyft, and Twitch. Michael Calhoun for CBS News, St. Louis.
When she was a teenager, Nicole Maines won a court fight with her school in Orono, Maine, over bathroom rights. Now she's a 20-year-old actress and has been cast as a transgender superhero in the CW series Supergirl. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.